Courtney.
Hi, Jackie.
How the heck are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so great. I'm doing really great, mostly because I'm really excited for this episode of Why Did I Keep This? Our guest is so delightful. And so fun. But we'll talk more about her in a minute. I want to hear about you. I want to hear about you,
you
Jackie.
Hear about
you?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I'm also excited about this episode.
Good.
And just in general, also fine, I would say. I've fallen into a bit of a rabbit hole, as per usual.
Okay, go on. What is this week's rabbit hole, Jackie?
This week's rabbit hole is that we have some IKEA furniture in our house, as most people in the world do. And I would say that I don't particularly like the furniture that I'm thinking of specifically. It's the Calyx shelf. It's, you know, those bookshelves that are like square.
The big square. It's the big square with the little squares in it.
Yes. Right? Ours is squares, two squares. So it's eight squares.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We had it in our first apartment together, and it fit sort of along the wall perfectly. And it was actually the best fitting shelf that we could find at the time. And it was perfect for what we needed it for. And now we've moved into this house and it's fits great, but it's less than ideal style-wise.
Okay.
For
style, do you mean it like doesn't the style of the house or the other furniture that's in the room? Like, can it go to a different
it's kind of both. Like, it doesn't really match the furniture in the room. Mm-hmm. And it also, I'm using it currently for cookbooks. And so it's a little bit too deep. So they're not like at the front of the thing. They're like all the way at the back or like kind of middling. And it never really like looks perfectly polished.
That's sort of what I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I don't. Because it's not really a bookshelf. It's just this sort of like, it's a storage shelf, but it's storage that you specifically, you're showing your things. It's more of like a display case.
Yeah, because there are no doors. You can buy doors, though. This is part of the rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there are all these websites and all these genius people on the internet who IKEA hack IKEA furniture and they make it look, you know, unique and custom,
that's so fun. That's great.
Really cool. There's this one woman on the YouTube who has created like doors made out of like, they look like fluted doors that she's put on top of this, like the front part. So that becomes like a cabinet.
Oh, very nice.
And then she like put it on legs and like painted it a different color.
Oh, okay. Well, would you consider doing something like that?
Yeah, so like I've been thinking a lot about it over the last 24 hours and I'm like, can I do that? And will it look like I did it, which is obviously not the goal. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, if I do it and it's terrible, have I just wasted like another $100 or $200 like trying to fix an IKEA thing when really maybe I should just sell it or donate it and then find something that suits the space in a different way. So, look, I don't know the answer.
Okay, look, you know me. I have a distaste for waste, right? I love upcycling. I love recycling. I've had a coffee table for over a decade that used to be wood and I repainted. I've repainted it like twice to like match whatever room it's in. And it's so fun to have a project and it's so satisfying. But with that said, I have definitely tried my hand at some projects and then it did not turn out how I was hoping it would look. Sometimes it turns out better. Sometimes it turns out better. But more often than not, it doesn't work. And then you spent that time and the money and now you have like a bunch of art supplies or construction supplies that you also have to contend with.
Yeah, it creates waste anyways.
Yeah. So,
and it's a perfectly good cabinet and it would fit a lot of uses. It's just not exactly what I have in my dreams for that specific space.
Sure.
It's not garbage, but I don't know what to do.
But it's not for you anymore.
That's where I'm at this week. How about you? What are you up to? What are you digging into? Where is your rabbit hole?
Gosh, my rabbit hole is skincare. It's skincare
Always.
stuff. I'm such a sucker for it. I'm such a sucker for it. This pandemic really, like,
Your skin looks great, by the way.
thank you so much. It's
You're glowing. You're positively glowing.
I think the glow is technically coming from the light that is hovering directly above me in my closet, but I'll take it. I'll take it. But yeah, I just got a box in the mail today of a bunch of new skincare stuff that I bought because an online retailer that I like had a 15% off the brand that I can never justify affording. You know, the world is an uncontrollable place. There are a lot of things that are out of your hands, and it's just really felt like skincare is something that I can control, that I can get some kind of a grasp on. So I've been leaning into that. I've been leaning into that pretty hard.
I mean, lean in.
But here's what I am going to say. That is what they say. Here's what I'm going to say is I know I just said I bought more things, but I think I'm almost at my, I think I've almost figured out and perfected my skincare routine in terms of like, we talked about this before. I think we mentioned this on the makeup episode where I said, I really wish I just knew what products I liked and just had my like go-tos. And now I think I have my go-to foundation and my go-to blush and my go-to mascara. Like I think, and now I'm like, I like have my go-to face soap, which is just the Trader Joe's like basic soap. I haven't gotten, it's not that there's two face soaps at Trader Joe's and one of them is a tea tree oil one. And I think that one's fine. I think it's better. It would have been better if I had worse acne. Like if I had to choose in high school which one, I would have gone with tea tree. Like that's great for breakouts, but it's just like a gentle cleanser. And I've tried some facial cleansers that are at a higher price point, and I don't think they're as good. Like this one is just really gentle on my skin. It doesn't make my skin feel like tight after I use it. And it also gets all my makeup off. Like
good.
I love that. So, you know, maybe I do spend a little bit of money on some products, but I also go like very opposite end of the spectrum for some other things. So I don't know. I feel like I'm figuring it out.
High and low.
So I feel like I'm figuring it out, and I've put a lot of like time and effort and money into this process, but I think it will all be worth it because once I have a system down. But yeah, other than that, I'm kind of itching to go thrifting, but we'll see. I feel like I need to maybe get rid of a few more things before I do that. I did have it, and my neighbor reached out recently and was like, hey, someone from our Buy Nothing group is collecting clothes to take down to Skid Row. Do you have any clothes you want to get rid of? And it just so happened that I had just put two bags that I swore I was going to take to Goodwill in my trunk and I've been driving around with them for a week. And I was like, you know what? Yes. And so I pulled those out and was able to give those to her. So feel good about that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I was really proud.
Well, that's exciting. We should probably get to our guest, who is wonderful woman named Rachel.
Oh my gosh. Rachel Marsh. She was such a joy to chat with.
So fun.
And something comes up in this episode that just makes me, we talk about our dads, and I just love how many times dads come up on this podcast, whether they're, you know, imparting their wisdom upon us or imparting things we don't necessarily need upon us, you know, objects.
And on that little bit of a spoiler hint.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that, everyone. You'll love it. You'll love it.
We'll let Rachel take it away. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it's so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationship with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage. Or maybe we'll just encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. We are your hosts. I am Courtney Vinays, a Los Angeles-based actor and video game streamer with a passion for thrifting and a distaste for waste.
And I'm Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA who is an avid window shopper and a sentimental saver.
Together we are the Closeteers on a journey through time and space. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Jackie, we have a guest with us
Great.
today who
We do.
I'm very excited about. Please welcome to the pod Rachel Marsh, an actor and improviser. Rachel, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Thanks for having
How
me,
are you
guys.
doing? Thank
Oh,
you for
you're
coming.
coming.
You're so welcome.
Oh.
No, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Yeah.
I love to hear it. That's wonderful. Rachel, we brought you here today because we understand that you have something that you've kept that you have. And we're going to ask you some questions about it. So will you what is it that you brought us today?
Okay, so I do have, you know what? I have three things for you today. And
Yes, I love it.
that's not even all of them, but I just got three of them.
We are familiar with this feeling. This is
Okay,
why
great.
we made the podcast. There are a lot of the things.
Really? Okay. Yeah, this, I mean, I will say this is such a great concept for a podcast because now I'm interested in what everyone else keeps to see if I'm normal or not. You know what I
Oh
mean?
my God, it's
So,
fascinating.
I mean, the short story of it is that you absolutely are normal. Everyone keeps a bunch of stuff, and it's weird.
We love our stuff. We have
Yeah.
why yeah That's the thing we examine is why are we so attached to these things that
We've had
become
straws, we've had weird books, we've had teddy bears,
Oh,
we've
Princess
had
Diana Beanie Babies.
DVDs, Princess Diana DVD.
Wait, hold on. The straw?
Yes, the straw.
There is an episode on, to be fair, it has a very unique shape to it.
Yeah, it's very bachelorette party themed.
But it's not like a single-use straw.
It's
Well, it's not a single-use straw. I mean, every straw can be used more than once if you really think about it. It's like plastic
Totally.
bags are reusable. Like, there's not really, a straw could be used more
All
than
right.
once. It's not
I'm going to listen to
intended, it's not like a
it.
glass straw or a metal straw. It was a plastic straw.
Sure. That's so gross. Okay. Okay, so my first item is a golf hat for all of our listeners at home. It is black and blue, and it says Lehua, GC, Hawaii. And I got this hat when my dad, who's from Hawaii, came to visit me in LA. He loves golfing, so he kind of brings me a hat every time he comes to LA.
Sure, yeah. Is
I
it
love
so this is
it.
my first one.
Do you wear
So,
it?
absolutely not. I will never wear it. I
How
will
long have
never
you
wear
had
it. This one I've had for probably like 6 years, but as you can see, it looks very new.
I was gonna say,
It
it's a
does.
black hat in Los Angeles. My
Surprise.
husband wears hats all the
Right.
time. He loves hats.
Yeah.
He loves black. Like, black is the color of his
Right.
wardrobe. And all of his black hats, they fade after a few months. Like,
Yes, when you
they
wash
turn to
them and
that.
stuff.
Yeah, and they like turn orange from like the sun. They get like
Yeah.
sun bleached.
Yeah.
So that is your that hat looks like it's in perfect condition.
Yeah, so this,
Why
yeah.
did you keep it? Why did you keep it,
Well,
Rachel?
because I, well, let me just tell you, I have more.
Oh, this is a
this one is,
collection that we're
this is
seeing
a
today on this.
collection. This one is the Azusa Greens Country Club in Azusa, LA.
Very
And
nice.
this
It's a
one,
very white hat.
Very white. As you can
It's
see, I also have not worn
pristine.
this.
Yeah.
My dad got this for me. My dad got this for me on his, I think a few months ago, actually. He got this one for me when he came to visit.
Very nice. I like the meshy back. That really helps with
Yeah.
the heat.
No, it's nice. So there's this one. Another one I do have is the exact same.
Oh, but in black.
But in
Also
black.
pristine.
It has
The
the tag
exact same.
still on it. It has
It has
the tag and
the tag
the sticker.
and the sticker. I think my dad forgot that he got me one of these already, so then he got me this one this last time.
Amazing.
So yeah, this one also says Azusa Greens Country Club Extra Large Fit, which was funny. And yeah, it's a pattern.
Just for the record to the listener, you don't seem to me on this screen to have an extra large head.
No, I don't. But my dad, I feel like he still thinks of me as like an 8-year-old who needs to like grow into things. So he like will always. He'll always get me like a size large of like leggings when I'm, for like when I go back home to Seattle or like coats. He'll always get me a size large, and which is fine, but like it's too big for me. It's too big for me, and so he'll always be like, I think he wants me to grow
You'll
into
grow
that.
into it.
Yeah, you'll grow
Right.
exactly. And here's the thing with something that's too big, you can always take it in or, mend it somehow. But when it's too small, that's That's true. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with it?
I love that he gets you size large, just like a little baby kid.
Yeah.
How many hats do you have in the collection in total?
I do think that I have at least 7, and there's probably more somewhere else in my house. But it's just this thing that my dad does. It's very sweet, I think. Whenever he visits a golf course, he'll always bring me a hat.
That is sweet. That is nice.
Yeah. And it's, I just can't bring myself to get rid of any of them because it's just so sentimental, you know? I'm just feeling like, I don't know. I will never have a use for any of these, you know?
Are you not?
Do you golf?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you golf?
Like, I do golf when my dad comes, but I wouldn't call myself a golfer. Like, I have done it. Like, I will do it maybe, like, once a year.
It's like a father-daughter thing that you do, but it's not something that you go out and search for on your own.
Right. And even if I do golf, like, I just wouldn't wear this hat even so, you know?
I think when I think of you wearing a hat, what comes to my mind is actually like a bucket hat. I don't know why that, like, I don't know if I've ever actually like seen you in a bucket. Like, is it the shape of the hat? Because all of those hats are like baseball style hats.
Yeah. The thing is though, I do wear baseball style hats. I just feel like these are ugly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this one is kind of cool because it's like a Hawaii.
Yeah, that one's cool. I like that one quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
But like, I think you could pull them off. I mean, I understand not wanting them, but I also think that you could wear them and be like, yeah, my dad golfed at this place.
That's
sure.
Great story.
Okay. It's a conversation starter.
I walk my dog every morning and I wear a hat when I do it every morning. For me, those hats would all fall under the category of dog walking hat. Like, not necessarily, you know, it's like, no one's going to
do
me in this.
I have two
dogs.
Oh,
great. Yeah.
She's got two greyhounds.
Two huge greyhounds.
Oh,
yeah.
And I wish they could be on a podcast.
Oh my God. Next time. They have a lot to say.
I'm sure they do. Okay, so you could wear them walking the dog.
I definitely could wear them walking the dogs. And I'm not even trying to like be fashionable when I walk the dogs per se. No. So,
but they don't even make the cut for that.
They just don't.
Do you wear them when your dad is in town? Like, do you pull them out and pretend that you've worn them?
I don't even wear them when my dad is in town. Like, he knows that maybe he doesn't know. I don't know. Like, he's never seen me wear one.
Right. But, like, how often are you, like, going out with him where you would need a hat when he's with you?
Right.
Like, I guess
not
when you're golfing,
often.
But you're not wearing it when you're golfing.
I just feel like my dad is one of those people who, like, will buy you a gift for him.
Buy himself hats as well?
Yeah, he has so many golf hats. He has so many of these.
Like, Matt,
he like buys one for him, one for you, in a size large.
Definitely. That's very sweet. It's really sweet. He'll also always buy me a new golf glove. You know, it's like you only need one forever, but like he'll buy me a new one. He's not a rich person, I will say. My dad is like not. He doesn't have money. But like these are the things that like he needs, you know.
How many golf gloves do you have?
Now I have 3 because I do lose them, I guess. So I guess
that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, but I still
maybe he thinks that you also lose hats.
That's true. That's a good point.
Like maybe because he's never seen you wearing it, he's like she lost it again. And then he like gets you a new one. It's like when you guys go golfing to these places and you don't wear the hat that he's previously bought you, he's like, Rachel lost it. I'll get her a new one.
You're so
and without like making you feel bad about it, he just buys you a new hat.
That is honestly probably it. That is it. And like that is like so considerate and my dad is so considerate. So I feel like that
is very
thoughtful.
That's the sweetest.
Do you lose things on a regular basis? Is this like a character trait of yours that your dad is aware of?
I do lose a lot of things. Yeah, I do lose a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense. Wow.
I really love that.
It all makes sense.
So, Rachel, where do these hats live in your house? Like, are they someplace where you see them every day? Do they go into a box that ends up in the back of your closet?
I see them every day because I have a very small house and I keep all of my hats in one box in my closet. Mm-hmm. And Zach also keeps, my husband keeps his hats in the same box. So usually like he will either open the box or I will at one point in the day. So I see my huge collection of golf hats at that point.
And how many do you think you have right now? You said seven?
I think seven, maybe more, but at least seven.
Amazing. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. Look,
it's a good little collection. Yeah, if somebody comes to visit, you can, and they need a hat, you got a hat ready. Mm-hmm. And then I get it. That's sounds true. Like you're keeping it for the sentimental reason. Like when you see it, you think of your dad like immediately, right? Like you're not just like, oh, there's a hat. Like they all have a little story and like a friendly little reminder. And since your dad lives hours away, like even by, you know, the fastest mode of transportation, especially during a pandemic, it's probably really nice to have that little reminder. That, like, not only like
a nice little reminder.
Yeah. Like, you think about your dad, but you're also thinking about, like, oh, like your dad in like a very nice light, you know, like a reminder of, like, oh, that's right. My dad's the sweetest guy in the world. I love that.
Yeah. It's sweet. It's sweet.
Your dad does seem very sweet. I do like that he buys you one thing. Well, two things, both golf related, both useless to you most days. Mm-hmm. And just, but like, a shared interest that he, well, at least a perceived shared interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One more thing to know about my dad is that he loves sending me things. Like, because he's in Seattle, right? And the best thing about my dad is that he will send me seafood.
I was
unannounced.
Okay. I remember this. It was from like Instagram where he just like sent me like a bunch of frozen seafood. And I was like, that's freaking cool.
I'm so excited to hear more about this. Walk me through what happened to you and the seafood.
Okay, so we've always been a seafood family. My dad grew up in Hawaii. My whole side of that family are all fishermen in Hawaii. And so it's always been like a part of like my dad's culture. And so I've adopted that. Like growing up, we would go crabbing all the time and eat clams. And since I've gotten older, I have really loved oysters. And my dad and I love going to like oyster farms and like shucking around oysters and things like that. And one day he just like found out that you could ship oysters from our favorite farm in Washington. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm shipping you Taylor Shellfish Oyster Farm oysters. And I was like, what? Like, that must be so expensive. That's like so nice. And he was like, yeah, it is. Like, it was like $100 or something to ship. And, but then ever since then, it's been like a thing that he does, like maybe a couple times a year. So just like unannounced, like send me like a dozen oysters in the mail or like.
So do oysters just show up in your mailbox and you're like, oh, dad sent oysters today. And then whatever dinner is in the oven, you have to forego because you're like, well, these oysters need to be eaten.
Yes. And at least it doesn't just show up in the mailbox and like go bad. Like someone calls you when it's like at your doorstep so that you know it's there.
Good. Yeah.
And so it's, yeah, it gives me a little bit of anxiety, but like mostly it's very nice.
It's very funny. I actually used to work for a company that shipped live Maine lobsters, like directly from Maine to all over like the continental United States. Look, it was the first job I got when I moved to LA. I was very just like, oh, I just need something. And it was truly like the headquarters was like less than a mile from where I was living. And I was like,
I love that.
Sure, I'll do this. And I was also, I will admit, like, I the fact that it was like restaurant food based, I was like, I can get free food out of this. That was like a huge, it was just like, this job is going to be super easy. But yeah, that was a thing that I had to like oversee. And it's a, I was like, who, like, I don't know if this is a thing I would do for myself. Like, one specifically because the lobster has to be live when you, and it has to arrive live.
My dad sent me, maybe from your company, 4 live lobsters during the pandemic. It was from like the Maine Lobster Company or whatever. Maybe that was the same one. I grew up like picking up crab and putting them in a pot and like boiling them, no problem.
Yeah.
Lobsters are so mean and like they like grab onto things and they're so aggressive and they're so scary. So like that's a whole different beast.
Yeah. They're terrifying looking.
Puzzling over what kinds of things are alive in the mail. And these mailmen and FedEx delivery people, DHL men, as well, and women, you know, they're delivering livestock in some sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I recently, as our listeners know, I got some live worms in the mail from my compost heap, and I thought it was a bizarre experience because I, you know, got alive worms in the mail.
Right.
And I thought, what else are people sending live? But now I know.
Yeah.
Lobster. You know,
yeah, lobsters.
I mean, oysters are probably technically not totally dead, right?
Yep. Yeah, they don't.
No, they're alive.
They're alive, but they don't have a neural system. Is that what they're
thinking? Yeah.
Because they don't have like a, I forget what it is. It's like.
Yeah, they're not smart.
Yeah. They're not
smart. But they're still alive, but they're still technically.
Yeah. You have to, it's interesting. Oh man, I love.
I mean, oysters. I wonder what else people are sending.
Oh, I can tell you. I know that you can send through USPS baby chicks to like a farm.
Oh my God, what?
That's a service. Seriously. Like, I remember reading this in like a Barbara Kingsolver book. It was one of her like nonfiction books, but she's talking about like she had this property in like Virginia and she, what? Like this family farm property. And that was one of the things she did is you order chickens that show up in like a little box, but I'm pretty sure it's USPS that delivers it, and it's like little holes in the side or whatever. Right. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not just like in a box. It's like in like a, but it's like a special service that's like I think specific for like farming.
Interesting. My worms just came in a FedEx box, like straight up FedEx.
Yeah, I don't.
And
think
there was like inside like just a little baggie of worms in moss.
I don't
2,000 worms.
2,000?
Oh, my God.
2,000 worms?
It was a complete experience.
How is it going?
Did you use them?
Yeah, we have a compost in the back.
Okay.
You take the worms and you let them live for a few days before you feed them because they're obviously traumatized from the journey.
Yeah, sure. I would be.
Sure.
Poor guys. Poor guys. And then they like explore the area, and then you put food in the compost bucket, like bin, if you will.
Yeah.
And then you put these like worm blankets on top. And the other day I went and they were worming around the garbage food.
I specifically love that you have worms, because one of the first things you told me about yourself, Jackie, was that when you were a little girl, after it would rain and there would be like worms on the sidewalk, you like would not get out of the car and made your dad like carry you out of the car and like would scream because of the worms on the ground. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say I'm really proud of this like progress that you've made.
Honestly, the progress I've made in the last couple of weeks is remarkable.
I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
I have a question. So do they get bigger?
No, they do like worm sex, which is like this. Like they just like rub their belly buttons together, I think, and then they make more worms.
Wait, what? That's how I had no idea. I thought that they just like they were asexual, and I thought worms.
No,
like
sometimes worms look pregnant, according to the internet.
What?
Okay, well, I know what I'm Googling on this Friday night.
I only ask because all they do is eat, right?
Well, they eat and they do worm sex, I guess.
So the worm sex out it makes it even, so they don't gain a bunch of weight. They're burning calories.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, well, they must grow a bit, you know, because you've seen long worms, you've seen short worms, you know.
Man.
Sure.
I'm not yet a worm expert. You know, maybe one day.
I can't believe, I feel like when I was a kid, I knew stuff about worms. Like, you know, in preschool, you just like know things. And now I'm like really struggling to remember. Even with like oysters, I was like, oh, there's a thing. And they're animals,
there's a thing. They're like a one something animal. Like
fascinating.
Amoeba. Like there's like some, I don't know. There's one thing.
There's one thing.
Okay, there's one thing about oysters. They're like a one thing animal.
Not quite an amoeba. Not quite a zebra. But Ryan.
Yeah.
It's something. I know you're trying to get at, but I also don't know.
Oh my God.
A delicious treat in the mail.
Yeah.
That's very.
It's my favorite.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I love that it's a surprise. And then it just shows up.
He's given me warning a couple times, which is really nice. Like if he knew I was like going to go out of town, like he would give me warning.
Yeah,
that's
that would be so sad if I missed it.
Yeah. Do you have neighbors that you like? Because you could always just be like, ah, oh, shoot, I missed it. But at least like my neighbors can come pick it up and I'm not going to come home to like a bunch of rotting seafood on my
phone. So like, I'll come.
Do you need? Yeah, I need. Look, I can.
I will text you. One time my dad accidentally ordered these huge oysters that were like a totally different kind of oyster than you would normally eat. Like you'd usually chop it up and use it as like meat, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think I can eat it. Like, I don't know what to do. So I called one of my friends from college who also loves oysters, and he came over, and the two of us, it was like a job. We just like went to town eating these oysters that like no one should eat. No one should eat them. But like we did
How did they taste? Did they taste good? Or did they taste like regular oysters,
they
just
tasted
larger?
Good, but they're just like, you know, do you eat oysters?
I do. I prefer like the smaller ones, and I'm forgetting. Yes. Like, and it's funny, I actually really prefer ones from like Washington cold water ones because they're brinier and they're usually like plumper. I like the small plump ones.
Me too. And like it just the feeling
are
in your
the big
mouth.
Oysters, are they used for like a fried oyster? Like a fried oyster?
Like a fried oyster, like a po' boy or whatever. You know? Yeah. Or like oyster stews, like they chop them up and like put it in there. It's just like, I mean, it's like as big as like a fist, you know? Like it's just too big,
too big
to put in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And I love oysters, but I don't love that feeling. So
no, that's it just, it has it to be work. Like it has to, you gotta like get it through.
You gotta get it through.
Yeah, I'm not a big. I actually don't like cooked oysters. I really like raw oysters. I like having the little vinaigrette with it. Like,
okay, like Courtney, we gotta go get oysters. Jackie, please, do you like oysters?
There's a place in LA called something Oyster Bar. Have you guys been there?
No, but it's so on my radar, and I think it was so on my radar on before Instagram. The pandemic. Yeah, it's very on Instagram.
What is it?
It's called the something Oyster Bar. Courtney?
Is it just the LA Oyster Bar? I don't know.
It's like
L&E? I've been to that one.
Maybe.
That might be it. That might be
L&E.
It. Yeah. I would, oh my God, please, Rachel, can we please
Let's
do this?
Go.
I would love it so much. My husband is very
yesterday.
Like, where were you? Where'd you
from your dad or in a restaurant?
No, I was my birthday yesterday.
Oh,
and
happy
so
birthday.
I went to, thank you. We went to Rapona Hoic, which is in Roe. You know Roe, downtown LA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rapona Hoic is right there. It's an oyster bar. It's so good.
Ooh,
that's so
yummy.
Cool. I really love the Roe. It's such a cool, like, weird place that's not full. And I always wonder who the people are. Like, what are you
exactly.
doing here? Because I'm not quite sure why I'm here.
I get lost. Like, it's too big.
100% of the time. I went the other day because I was looking for a gift and I wanted to go to the Kinto store.
Yes.
And I was like near the pottery studio or something. And I like had to call the Kinto store while being there, being like, where are you? Cause I'm pretty sure I just walked up and down this hallway 20 times.
Right.
Anyways, it's a complicated single file line. Like, I'm not sure why it's so hard to find anything, but it is.
I also don't like understand how they make money there. Cause like no one's ever there. And like
no
they
one
have,
is
like,
ever there
tiger,
unless there's like a sneaker thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Unless there's a sneaker event.
Is that where they do smorgasbord?
Yes.
Okay.
So like it must be really busy on Sundays.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. On weekends,
but
I guess.
Still, one day a week is like maybe not a great.
Right.
I don't know. I wonder that
there's always people eating salad, so it must be an office also.
And people live there. There's like
apartments. I didn't know that.
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
It's like a whole community. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize that. Okay, well, I want to be part of that oyster eating community, that's for sure.
Yes.
I mean, cool place to go.
You know, Rachel, I'm going to go back like a million steps, but you mentioned that you keep your hats in the box in the closet, and I do the same thing. Yes. And I recently, it was funny.
Really?
I don't go through it like every day, but it's sort of where I keep more of my like seasonal stuff or the things I switch out. Like I have a couple, like that's where I keep my like purses that are not like I'm not currently using.
Right.
And I was actually just on the phone with Jackie like a few days ago. And I pulled my box down and I was like, oh my God, I have like six baseball hats in here that I completely forgot I even owned. And then in my head, I was like, if I forgot about them and I didn't care, I should get rid of them. And then I was like, no, I won't do that. I'm going to keep them. Yeah. I was like,
I could use a good baseball hat. In case you're getting rid of them, just let me know first.
I love a baseball hat. I don't have bangs, and so I just feel like my forehead is always very exposed. So I love I'm a big hat wearer these days.
But I feel like it's like honestly like really hard to find a baseball hat that matches enough with things that you're wearing, but like not too matchy-matchy and like stands out, but isn't like too cool. Like it's like an art. To find a good baseball hat.
And also the shape, like the shape and the size, like is the brim too round? Like I actually, like a couple years ago, I bought Mikey a hat and it was just like kind of a khaki colored hat. And it just had a little embroidered banana on it. And I was like, this is great.
Cute.
I love it. And I gave it to him and he put it on and we were both kind of like, oh, like there was just like the brim was just like a little too rounded. It didn't quite work for him, but then it like worked better on me. So I bought me.
Now it's in your pile.
Now it's mine. And it's my go-to. But that's my favorite hat. I think like that's my thing though, is like if it has like a little thing on it, then it doesn't really have to match. Like I also have a green hat that has a raccoon face on it. And I'm like, sure. Right. Yeah.
My husband's favorite hat is a hat that my brother bought him for Hanukkah, I think this year. And it's a black, just a simple black baseball hat, but actually it has a light for barbecuing underneath it. So,
wait, like you can't see it if you're just like looking at him and having a conversation.
It looks like a normal hat, black hat. And then he like squeezes the like brim, and then it turns on this light so he can barbecue. That's so funny.
I love that the main idea behind it is barbecuing, because like that could be used for so many things.
Yeah, sure. Conceptually, I see your point. Maybe it is not just for barbecuing.
I mean, I'm so curious. Like, was that how it was marketed, or was that like your brother was like, "Oh my gosh, you love to barbecue. There's this hat with a light in it. You can have it to barbecue." Like,
my brother this year actually bought us both like gifts that we like looked at, and then we were like, "I wonder if we're going to use that." And we've never like taken the thing off. My brother got me like the fuzziest hoodie that's like, you know, like fuzzy fleece. And I was like, am I ever going to wear a fuzzy fleece hoodie? And anytime we're outside, I'm like always in this fuzzy fleece hoodie. Oh. Mm-hmm. I look like I'm 12 years old. Is it made of
that like blanket material?
Yes,
where it's like
blanket. Really, it's a blanket hoodie.
Yeah.
It's from Eddie Bauer. I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to wear this. I wear it every day.
Yeah.
And then he gave my brother a hat with a light on it. And we were like, what is this for? And, you know, while you're hanging out with your friends and you're, you know, getting ready for dinner and you're like setting up the barbecue in LA, if it's any time before like May, by the time you're eating dinner, it's dark outside.
Right? Yeah,
totally. It has been incredibly useful. It is so helpful. And like once I bought him like a headlamp, like a rock climbing like headlamp for the barbecue. But this is so much better because he doesn't look like such an idiot, you know, like wearing a headlamp at the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having like nice guests over and you're just like, pardon me, I'm going to put my headlamp on.
He's like wearing a suit and tie and then he puts on his little headlamp and does the barbecuing. But look, this hat is the real streamlined version of it.
Yes. I want one of these hats, honestly, to walk my dog.
Ask my brother. Ooh, I'll speak to him.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's an interesting use. Yeah, I'll find out.
Like you're, or like,
we'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah. Or like a reading at night instead of like a reading light, you have like a reading light.
A reading hat.
Or like when I wake up in the middle of the night and I have to like go pee, but I don't want to turn like my flashlight on.
Don your hat.
Yeah.
No matter, oh my gosh, phone flashlights are so bright. Like even when you have them on the dimmest, they are like shockingly bright. Like I've definitely done that. And then it's like, it wakes up everyone. It like wakes up my dog and then my cat is up and he thinks it's like time to eat. And I'm just like, oh my God. But then if I don't turn it on, I trip over like 1,000 things. And there's like two things on the ground, but I managed to trip over 1,000. It's just.
Well, you should get this hat.
I'm curious. I mean, look, I actually
have no idea where it's from, but I'll find out for everyone.
I have a nightlight that like goes around your neck.
I've been looking at those on Amazon. I have it in my save for later cart. How is it?
I keep forgetting that I have it, to be totally honest. I've used it a few times and it's great. I've had it for over a year and I think I've charged it once.
It was on one of the strategist lists for gifts.
Okay. It's reasonable. It's totally reasonable. I think I fell asleep with it on once. Like
that totally just like reminds me of like like a geriatric like call yeah. for help. Like
it really, it's my lifeline. It feels like that. Honestly, what I'm saying is the hat is just like, I know no one can like, no one sees me when I'm in bed, but I do feel like a nerd having right. this like thing like snake around my neck and like I'm like, I don't know. It reminds me of like the things you put on your glasses so that you can take your glasses and just like hang them.
Oh yeah, like a glasses necklace.
The glasses necklace. Yeah. Yeah, it kind of has the grandma glasses necklace thing.
Those are trendy now, I will say. Like
I have seen people wearing. I feel like I've seen a lot of people using them for masks. Like they're and for I was sure. like, that's a great yeah. idea.
That yeah, you can buy them that they have better rings that you loop onto your masks now.
Oh, that's nice.
And then eventually cool. when the pandemic is fully over, you can use them for your glasses.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Dual purpose.
Huh. Why not? Not that I can ever take my glasses off. I do not. I am fully blind but I without can't. Them. So
I can't play. Yeah. Same.
It's not going to happen. Maybe if I like, because I have to switch. Okay. Whenever, if it's sunny out. I have to switch yeah. between my glasses and my sunglasses. So it's like wearing my sunglasses when I'm driving. And I always have to do the thing where I go into a store and I have to like find my glasses case and switch them out because I don't want to be the person who's like inside wearing sunglasses.
Right.
And it's just really hard being a person.
Just wear contacts. Just wear contacts.
I know. I have
them. I honestly feel like the I wear my sunglasses at night song ruined like wearing your sunglasses indoors for everyone.
It's like, yeah. you know, some, oh man. One time I
sometimes
left my house.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. One time I left my house and I was wearing sunglasses and it got dark and I went to reach into my purse to get my glasses and I realized I didn't put them in my purse. So I was just like, I can either not see because I don't have anything on my face or I cannot see because I'm wearing sunglasses.
What did you choose?
I wore the sunglasses. I was in a bar. I was in a bar with a friend. and I was wearing sunglasses at a bar. It was
so funny.
It was not great. It was not a great day. It was the day after the second to last president's inauguration. And we were at like a fundraiser for.
I mean, that day was.
It was bad dark, day.
So. Terrible day.
It was already a dark day. And I made it darker with my sunglasses on inside. I was like, this is the least of our problems. My sunglasses. Okay. We can all focus on something else.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, well, Rachel, I have a question. Yeah. I have a question for you. Yeah. So the hat. You're going to keep collecting them because it seems like your dad keeps giving them to you.
Sure.
Do you think there will be a point when you ever get rid of them? Like, and how would you do that? And how would you feel about it? Like 20 years from now, do you think you're going to still have those hats?
I just can't imagine getting rid of them. Okay. I will say though, like, I think there's another one too. The same exact hat, probably. You know, I'll probably get rid of one of these eventually. Okay.
Yeah, that works. That works, like, where you're just like, cool, this is a dupe.
Yeah.
We can pass it on to someone else. Is there anything that would make it easier? Like if someone was like, I really need a hat, would you be like, oh, you can take one of these? Or would you be like, well, yeah, no.
I feel like I would keep it in the family.
Yeah,
like,
keep it in the family.
Brother, you know, I'll give it to my brother or my sister or my nephew. You know, mm-hmm. if I were to give it away, I'd be like, this is from dad in 2017. You know, that one. The thing is, though, he has given these hats to most family members. So no, okay,
another thing. I was like, is this just for you? Or is it like, like whenever he sees, like visits any of your siblings, it's like, and I got you a golf hat. Is it, do you think it's like his trademark? That's his thing? Is like, he's like, I decided this is my thing.
Yeah, I think he just really values them. And they, you know, they have memories on them. Like they have like Azusa specifically or like this one small town in Hawaii, you know, they're just like, something about it my dad loves. And so he wants to share that.
That's very sweet. I'm all about keeping those sentimental things. I hate giving away things that people have gifted to me. Like getting rid of gifts.
Right.
It's too hard.
Feels bad, even if I like never use it. And it's funny because we've talked about that on the episode before. And I think we talked about it like months ago about like my dad gave me this little mini like waffle iron and I've never used it. I was like, I'll get rid of it. And I have not. I'm just like, no, my dad like thought of me. Like my dad saw this. And like our thing, like my dad and I like cooking and we like food. And he was like, it's the color that I like. And he knew that. And I just have a waffle iron that I've never used and I can't get rid of because I'm like, oh, this was nice. So I will pack it up and I will move it until I die, I guess.
Yeah. I can't get rid of anything. So, I mean, you're in good company.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. I probably won't.
No, keep them forever. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You got to keep those things forever. Thanks, and like, they're hats. They're not hurting anyone.
They take up such little space, you know? I don't have that many hats in general, so like, they just live there.
Yeah.
Honestly, the sun is only getting stronger, so you might need them.
Yeah, it might turn out in a few years.
That's so true.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll be fashionable in a few years. Maybe that will be the style. Like, I never thought bucket hats would come back, and here they are. They are.
I never thought bucket hats would come back. Yeah. I thought that was gone forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Here I do. Like, I have a couple different bucket hats, and I have worn them. Yeah. And every time I do wear them, though, like, I feel so self-conscious.
Really?
I think it's you in the 90s in the corner.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen you in one and you pulled it off fine. I think you're someone that I've looked at and been like, oh, she actually looked good in that. Like, okay. I feel I was wearing bucket hats at like the peak of my awkwardness. Like, and so me putting on a bucket hat now just is like, very like, hey, remember when your body was out of proportion and you had acne and you were just at your most awkward phase in life? Like, welcome back. Yeah. And so,
yeah,
for me, it's tough to do that. But I see other people wearing them. Like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, what? We're doing bucket hats? But now I'm like, oh, those look cute. Also, I would like to say they're more practical than baseball hats because they have a rim all the way around them. They have a rim all the way around. So,
yeah.
Better SPF.
My dad has been wearing a Tilly hat since forever.
Wait, like
it's like a man's bucket hat, and it has like little strings.
Oh yes, I didn't know it was called a Tilly hat. Today,
it's a brand. It's a specific brand.
Okay, I was wondering if you meant the store Tilly's, which is generally,
I don't know.
I think directed toward like skateboarding middle schoolers.
I mean, my dad is cool, but that's probably not the one.
My dad loves to spend time on the half pipe.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what a half pipe is, probably. Although, maybe. You never know.
I don't know. Dad, I think if we learned anything today, it's that dads are way cooler than we maybe always gave them credit for growing up.
Dads know a bunch of stuff.
Dads know stuff. Your dad seems very ahead of the game.
Yeah. I agree. I love the surprise seafood, the golf hat, so the golf glove. It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish you could keep the seafood forever, but no.
I wish I could too. I do collect. This is my own thing, but I collect seafood shirts, and so I have like a bunch of like vintage shirts that have like some kind of seafood association. So
I love it.
I do collect seafood.
That's great. There you go. I love it. That's so, man, I wish if I knew that I would have stolen a shirt from you for my old job, but I'm pretty sure I quit that job before we met, but also probably shouldn't admit on the air that I would steal
Sending lobsters left, right, and center.
Yeah, I was too busy tending to the lobsters that were traveling more than I was.
It is actually one of my favorite things about like living now is that you can get lobster from Maine or this from there, like directly from the source. Like, my thing that I get sometimes is Montreal bagels sent to LA.
Oh,
I got 60 bagels sent to my house during the pandemic. I split them with a Montrealer who lives here, but it was a glorious day.
And
30 days after that, it was all still good.
Oh, I was going to assume that you just kept them in your freezer.
I did, but like a bagel a day. Actually, I mean, I have a husband, so actually it was like 15, it was only 15 days of bagels. It was the greatest 2 weeks of my life.
I still need to go to, I still need to go to Courage Bagels. I haven't been yet.
Oh yeah, that place is very good.
Yeah.
I haven't been there either.
You heard it here for the 20th time. It's great. It's not, I haven't told you first, I'm sure, but it is excellent.
Yeah.
They're like very burny, like, and toasty on the outside. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. Good. I like the work that they do there.
I appreciate their art.
Honestly, it is an art, and they do a good job.
Oh, man. Speaking of doing a good job, I think we just did a really good job with this episode of the podcast, ladies.
We're so good at podcasts.
Yes.
We're
so good at this. Good job,
Rachel,
guys.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Is there anything you would like to plug? Anything, social media, blah, 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 or are you good? No one look up Rachel.
No.
Nobody look up. Don't even think about Googling the name Rachel Marsh. Keep it to yourself.
Don't do it.
Rachel, thank you so much for being here. And then we'd also like to thank our producer, Akshay, so much for helping us make this podcast exist. Thank you to Genevieve Vincent, the amazing composer who made our intro and outro music. And thank you to you, our listeners. And obviously, we need to thank the Bolero, which we believe is fashion's most practical invention. Yeah.
If bucket hats can come back, so can the Bolero.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, thank you, everyone. If you'd like to leave us a review, that would be great. Bye.
Bye.